This poem is called The Life I Owe, a slight change from what's in the bulletin. It's a line from a song that we'll sing right after the poem. And it takes about 6 minutes to say, so if it seems long, it took me 10 years plus to write it. I thought it would never end, but it does end eventually. I hope it's raining when I die, and that the waves are crashing high and lightning flashing in the sky. I'd like to go out with a roar of thunder and a good downpour, the kind that makes me feel secure, all cozy, huddled in my bed, all tucked about the neck and head, even though tomorrow I'll be dead. Or maybe I should hope for snow. Yes, snow might be the way to go. An inch, a blizzard, I don't know. For feeling cozy and secure, there's nothing better, that's for sure. And snow does something even more. Not only does it make no sound, caressing every inch of ground, it makes the whole thing feel profound. It's natural to imagine death, how one might draw one's final breath and what one might surround it with. What metaphor or simile, hyperbole, or subtlety might turn it into poetry, where last lines often are the best, illuminating all the rest, and everyone is so impressed. And yet I know one can't foresee, much less control mortality. One has to let what will be. The where and when, if I'd decide, would mean the how of how I died would be determined suicide. Which still, though not, you may agree, the sin it maybe used to be, is not my kind of poetry. No, when I die, the weather may be nothing but a tired cliche, and I won't have a thing to say. If there's to be precipitation with interesting interpretation, it will be none of my creation. I may die murdered in my sleep, or so demented I just keep on sinking till I'm 6 feet deep. Whatever weather passes through or happens by will have to do. No pressure, but it will be you. You who survive me looking back. The system, if there's one to track, much less a meaning to unpack, yours to interpret or invent, or trace if you can find the scent, the pattern, what the whole thing meant. As if the weather ever stood for anything, as if it could mean something meaningful, or should. But meaning comes when it is sought, the same way poetry is wrought, with motherloads of afterthought, afterthought and reverie, not pro but retroactively supplied by anyone. But me, since I, as I've already said, can't help this time, since I'll be dead. No longer lying here in bed thinking back and back until things coalesce and there's that thrill, that aha moment, if you will, when everything all comes together, the sound, the meaning, and the weather, and you could be felled by a feather when everything you thought you knew turns out to be not only true, but different somehow, simpler too. But you, it will be you, not me, who has the last epiphany about my life, if one's to be. Me, I'll be dead, as I keep saying, and rain or shine, I won't be weighing the pros and cons, I'll be decaying. Not gasping famous last words, though, just giving back the life I owe to the love that would not let me go. Yielding up the flickering days I borrowed from the fairer rays of the light that followed all my ways. Those are stanzas from a song I knew when I was young and thought them true. The crazy thing is, I still do. It matters how you say a thing and to what truths you choose to cling in all those songs we used to sing. It's not just fun, though, there's a cost. For every truth you claim, one's lost. I learned that truth from Robert Frost. If you claim love, you must discard some walls. for starters, which is hard. But he said, trust me, I'm a bard. And I could name a braver one who never even wrote words down, yet with them crumbled laws of stone. And he said, trust me, I'm God's son. Or rather, he called God our father, who loves us something like a mother and makes him something like a brother. You choose your favorite metaphor. I've got to end this one before the climate changes even more and weather is no more the leaven that lifts so easily to heaven, we who don't know what we've been given. Whatever metaphor you ride or melody on which you glide to safety on the other side, let's promise now, however wide we land from where we aimed our pride, and whether we land dignified or mystified or terrified, we'll seek each other bleary-eyed and share our sagas once we've died. Thanks.
So let's sing the song with that verse, 577, O love that will not let me go.